Well, it wouldn't be Fighting Bob Fest without the Raging Grannies. So as I speak, the Grannies are coming up the steps to join us on stage here. All right, go Grannies! Yay!
He's bringing the chair.
You know, it's a big day, and I don't know if you guys missed the news yesterday, but it's an important day in American politics because we learned yesterday from Donald Trump that, in fact, the President of the United States was born in the United States of America. I know that's a big relief to all of you. It was a big relief to me. I was dismayed to learn from Donald Trump that it was Hillary Clinton who ever claimed that Obama was not born in America. It's crazy, crazy political times that we're living in here, isn't it? It's unbelievable. So, you know, we have to try to keep our sense of humor about it, and we have to keep getting together at Fighting Bob Fest. As Jim Hightower said last night, you know, we must continue to convene as progressives and keep our movement going. And election year to election year, things may change, but we continue to build this progressive movement, and we saw how Fighting Bob Fest helped launch the Bernie Sanders campaign, how that revolution continues. And so we have to keep the faith here. So thank you all for being here and sticking together in this progressive movement. And we have a lot to celebrate. And so now I think we've got the Grannies up on stage. I'm going to get out of the way and we're going to hear some musical stylings from the Raging Grannies.
The raging grannies. We don't hide in nooks and crannies. We stand up for peace and justice, even when the police bust us. Join with the raging grannies. Time to get up off your fannies. The world needs folks to take a stand, and that's why we are grannies. To become wise until some stood up, 'cause change was overdue. In 1872, hooray, hooray, Susan B. knew what to do. Hooray, hooray, she marched down Main Street in Rochester, marked a ballot and caused a stir. And we all thank Susan for being so brave that day. The struggle went on for many a year for me and you. Women had to persevere, but they came through. Lucretia Mott, Matilda Gage, Elizabeth Stanton, how they did rage. And we all thank them for working for me and you. But what have we done with the rights they won for me and you? Do we both hold office, make them proud? Do you and you? Do we stand up strong and speak our minds the way Miss Anthony was inclined when she cast her vote, 'cause change was overdue? It's many a year that Susan B's been dead and gone, but all of us who treasure justice must fight on for the sake of those who are underserved, 'cause freedom's a right that we all deserve. So we'll work and rage and pass her torch along. Yes, we'll work and sing and pass her torch along.
If you can't be bothered voting, think again. think again.
If you can't be bothered voting, think again.
Think again.
If you can't be bothered voting, keep in mind that it's worth noting that the ones who got us in this mess might win. Oh, democracy's a nuisance, you might say, but we would not prefer another way. Yes, we would always choose it. We use it or we lose it. So vote and we will always have a say. If you can't be bothered voting, don't complain.
Don't complain.
You must remember voting's not a game. A politician's not a saint. Sometimes honest folks, they ain't. If your legislator's lousy, who's to blame? If you can't be bothered sorting who is who, the League of Women Voters will help you. Check their candidate's answer sheet. Information so complete, it will surely help you choose just what to do. If you can't be bothered voting, think again.
Think again.
If you can't be bothered voting, think again.
Think again.
If you can't be bothered voting, keep in mind and it's worth noting that the ones who got us in this mess might win.
Again.
Our next song is written by one of our own, Carol Tyler, standing at the end. It's called Prisons Are Growing. We were able to... I am so sorry.
Well, just hold on.
We'll get to that. But this song was written by a different one of our own, Sheila Plotkin, who can't be with us today.
Thank you. Sorry. Right in front of me. That's what happens when you get OLD. Sorry, ladies.
Driving, walking, breathing while being black. These can be crimes now, and you could be shot in the back. Some cops have become invaders instead of peace persuaders, and now some will shoot to kill if you're breathing while being black. Driving, walking, breathing while being black. These can be crimes now, and you could be shot in the back. We wondered where this was going, but daily reports are showing that what we fear is already here if you're breathing while being black. Driving, walking, breathing while being black. These can be crimes now, and you could be shot in the back. Violence killing is not peacekeeping, and we're so tired of weeping. This murder by cop simply must stop. Breathing's legal while being black. What will we do now? Where will we go when polluters prevail? Don't you know that fossil fuel has got to go and our conservation's too slow? How can we wake our senators up before it's too late? Grannies and students, all of Earth's people, we must decide our fate. Science by political power. Oh, their money speaks. But our children count on us to do what's right. Seven generations kept in our sight. That carbon we're burning, polluting our air. Too much CO2. Can we stop mining? Can we stop fracking? Life depends on what we do. Climate change is here. Ooh, dangerous to deny. Science makes it clear. What will we do now? Where will we go before it's too late? We must value people over profit now. Keep the planet livable, we need it anyhow. Renewable power, care for the land. Change Congress, we vow. Grannies and students, all of Earth's people, save our planet now.
Now.
Okay. Now, as I was saying. We were invited to sing for a Moses event. Moses is a civil justice, civil rights organization underneath the big umbrella of WISDOM, W-I-S, the old abbreviation for Wisconsin Wisdom. And it was written by our own Carol Tyler, and it's called Prisons Are Growing, and it mentions something called TAD, which is treatments, alternatives, and diversions to help those that are incarcerated come back into our community as productive members. And we're very happy to be able to sing this for you today. This is called Prisons Are Growing.
I'm not happy about that.
Not happy about that. Okay, just a second.
Prisons are growing all over our state, even small infractions. Help with job placement too. There's so much more we can do. We are not helpless. There are things that work well. Alternative programs instead of a cell. Let's find a way to reform it, redefine and renorm it. Ignore it. It will soon be too late. If we worked harder, perhaps just a tad, the situation would not be this bad. And you know, it takes wisdom to make a dent and mass imprisonment. Take action. Choice for women and to keep our families planned. We won't go back to hangers if our right to choose is banned. We rage for women's lives. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep raging in these rallies until we stop these crazy schemes against Planned Parenthood. We rage for women's lives. wonder at the sad disgrace that women's rights might simply disappear without a trace. We put aside our rolling pins to save the human race. We rage for women's rights. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep raging in these rallies until we stop these crazy schemes against Planned Parenthood. We rage for women's lives. We come here to this program, and it's not just for the sport, to tell the world that we must keep the rights for which we fought. The right to plan our families, and if needed, to abort. We rage for women's rights. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep raging in these rallies until we stop these crazy schemes against Planned Parenthood. We rage for women's lives. We won't lie down and take it when they make these budget cuts, while they spend our taxes for the wars. We think they must be nuts. It's time to tell the world there can't be any ifs or buts. We need Planned Parenthood. No more dying in back alleys. We'll keep raging in these rallies until we stop these crazy schemes against Planned Parenthood. We rage for women's lives.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're the Raging Grannies of Madison. You can like us on Facebook.
Facebook.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Raging Grannies, everybody.